What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Summer is almost here, and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Boom. Welcome to Wind Down. Would you say full couch? What?
Full couch, full heart. How about this microphone, guys?
You can't see, yeah. But Chris, well, I mean, you can. No, you can't see. Kristen's. Which I would.
Envision me in karaoke night circa 1998.
It really
and
is.
And that pretty much is the. That's how it feels.
How was your morning, Kristen?
Full. How's your morning?
what's so full about it?
I have a lot, so I don't think you have time for me.
We've got 5 minutes before Josh Peck comes on, and then I've got a lifetime more for you after that.
Okay, great.
You want to sum it up in five?
I can try.
Okay.
I have a six-year-old daughter who is a highly sensitive person.
HSP.
Like myself.
Yeah.
So it's like existing in a really noisy world when all you want to do is put on headphones. And so we're just having a lot of shifts at our house. My husband's traveling a lot again. He's coming back, but he's not home, but he's writing. So he is home, but he's home, but he's not present. Like, you know, it's a lot.
Again, he's in band Low Cash.
Download the Beach Boys single. Can I say that?
Yeah, of
download the Beach Boys. iTunes Beach Boys with Low Cash.
Kristen, really quick, can I please just say, I texted Jana when the song came out. That is the best song on the radio right now. I love it so much. I'm such a huge Beach Boys fan. And I'm such a big Low Cash fan. When I heard they were teaming up, I was like, oh my God, you gotta be kidding me. It's a, oh my God, my wife is, she's going crazy because all day long I'm just like, I get around, round, get around. It's so good.
I love cry. That song. Easton, this song can change our lives. I need young, handsome people like you saying this stuff with your hot wife. Do you want to meet the Beach Boys? How can we do this?
Yes, I do.
Come to Nashville. Can you come next weekend? They're playing at the Opry. I'll get you and your wife in.
I'm telling Allison, I was like, they're playing at the Opry. We've never been before. I want to see the Beach Boys so bad. We got
to
go.
Easton, come and stay at my house and go to the freaking Opry with me.
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay. All right. Easton, this is a great day. I needed you to say that.
It's a hit. That song is so good. It's
That's
incredible.
Right. I'll receive that in Jesus' name, Easton.
I just love the fact that, like, see, if someone just says something to you, you can just change your day like that, you know? Like,
Easton what a beautiful- changed my day, and so did the 80s, Mike.
So, wait, what's going on with Love Bug then?
Just a lot of shifts in her world that would be, I think, normal to a lot of kids, but, like, to her, it feels big.
Mm-hmm.
And so I honor how big everything feels. I'll probably get emotional. I am on a roller coaster today. But it just was a lot. And so I was like, let's just take a minute. Like, she said her belly hurt, which is what I used to say, but no one listened to me when I said it. That's the triggering. Trauma timeline. So I said, okay, let's just figure out, like, does it hurt like you need to poop? Does it hurt like you need to throw up? Does it hurt like a feeling instead of like, you know? And she said, I don't know. Maybe I could poop. So we tried that out. We're just checking things off the list, you know, like working our way from number two to number one, I guess.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just like it's hard. And my husband he's better at understanding and wanting to learn her sometimes than he is at wanting to learn me. Though we are the same human innately, her and I. And I don't project my stuff onto her. Like, she's my fresh start. I mean, it's poetic that God gave us a birthday 2 days apart. You know, it's not lost on me. None of that's lost on me. She's like, I get to watch her be a kid for as long as she can be a kid. And it's like the biggest gift I could ever have.
She's like your inner child, in a sense.
She is, but I separate us.
Yeah, sure.
But I just love her to be a kid. And I also just love that I like her to be able to name feelings. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to like make her a psychologist at age 7, but I'm like, yeah, maybe it feels like anxiety. You have a substitute teacher today. That feels weird. You love your teacher. Mm-hmm. Dad has been not home. Now he's home. Now Yaya and Pop Pop are on their way from Indiana. Like, there's just a lot happening rapid fire. And when you're HSP, it's like exposed nerve feeling. Mm-hmm. So all of it may be good things, but it still feels like a lot of input. And then on top of it, I gave birth to Will Ferrell, and that's her little brother. So she's just like, what is happening?
Mm-hmm. And what are you doing with the emotion? Because obviously I'm feeling
coming to you and spewing. And now you're got up. And at 12:16, you are all got up. There it is. It's just hard to be around. Like, we had such a good night last night, the three of us.
Yeah, it was fun. We drank a lot.
Oh, we laughed a lot.
We laughed a lot.
We laughed. We cried.
We cried.
We did. And I just am like, man, what a beautiful life this would be if we could all have that with each other. And I want her to have that with me. And I want her to have that with her dad. And I just want her to be able to say, like, I feel anxious. And she doesn't have to know why. I don't need a reason.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. Wow. There's that. Wind down and giddy up. I'm a lot.
Jolie said something to me the other day. She looked sad, and I said, "Hey, baby girl, what's wrong, baby? You look sad. Are you okay?" She's like, "I don't want to say." And I was like, "Oh no!"
Which I think is age appropriate
for sure. But I was like, and then apartment, I was like trying to peel it out of her because I'm like, I need her to be happy, and like a man. And so now looking back, I should have just been like, "Well, I'm here if you want to talk, and it's okay to be sad." But at the time, I was just like, well, why are you sad? Like, what can mommy do? Like, how do I make
you feel like a failure? Because I felt like a failure.
I felt like I did something wrong, and she like didn't want to tell me that I did something wrong, or that she was. I don't know. Like, sometimes I feel like she'll, with you know my, you know her dad stuff. It was she'll say, you know, it's almost like she's trying to protect my feelings. That's what I make up. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's good, though. At least you're acknowledging that she's sad. A lot of parents probably don't even acknowledge that.
I know they don't. It's so like, get up and move along.
That's
good.
They're acknowledging it. Even if you're trying to find out, I think that that's still very recognized that you were trying. We can't do it perfectly all the time.
Tell me more about that male detox.
Listen.
We're not dating. Hey, Mark, do you remember a time when Jana said she was going to go on a 12-week man detox?
Listen,
I knew that was bullshit.
Didn't we take bets on this last week?
I'm not dating anybody. I am very single. I'm going to have a hot girl summer, single summer.
But are you going on dates?
Oh my goodness, Josh Peck is here. Look at that. He is here when you're ready. And no, I have not yet. So there you go. To answer your question.
Well, what are we, 1 week into the 12? So, you know, that's good.
Yeah, it's great. It's awesome.
Great, good, great. Bravo. Good job.
Thank you. We're excited. It's been it's coming on 2 months. A nice little single gal here.
So proud of you.
Thank you.
It's a real home run you're hitting.
Uh-huh. Well, Josh Peck is here, and we're going to take a break and get him on the show. Thank you.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option. Because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor, you get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana.
I was a wreck this morning. Josh! Hi!
Hi! Say more about you being a wreck.
No, you don't want to hear. We nope. Mm-mm. Wasn't fabulous. We had a little girls' night last night, so kind of feeling the aftermath.
No judgment. I'm glad you guys treated yourselves.
Well, thank you. We're so happy to have you on Wind Down. I believe we're at the same publishing company. Sydney Rogers over at HarperCollins.
Oh, yeah. She's the best.
She's incredible. Like she's such an amazing editor and human. And she was just like raving about you and your book, which I'm so excited about. I can't wait to read it. But because it just came out, right?
Yeah, it came out about like March. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Sydney is great. And it's been a wild ride, as I'm sure you're sort of familiar with. But I'm glad like that I'm in sort of the home stretch of it all. But it's been great. I'm proud of it.
I mean, it's just the fact that like the title alone is
I love it.
Is amazing. Like happy people are annoying. Like it just
yes and amen, Josh Beck.
So
it's yeah, I mean it's I feel like I didn't know the title for the book right away. And then once we came up with the title, sort of the book grew into it. Mm. You know, it became about this idea of I thought most people walked around completely blissful. And if you did, it was because you were very attractive or generationally wealthy, or like the quarterback for the football team. Mm-hmm. And so my whole sort of journey was about redefining what happiness meant for me.
I love that. And I love to, I mean, you grew up, your mom was a single mom, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And question for you, when did you feel like you're like, okay, like I have to, because you said that I read something where you felt like you kind of had to be the man and provide for your mom, right?
I think right away, I make this joke in the book that growing up, I would look at my friends with like a more traditional family system. And it was like the kids were sort of the employees and the parents were upper management. Mm. But my mom and I were a startup, you know, like we were a very specific dynamic. And you become kind of the co-captain when you're the only child and a single mom. Mm. And I feel like I was quickly elevated into that role, which was both challenging and wonderful, because I would walk around at like 9 years old and people would talk to me like a kid, because of course that's what I was. Mm-hmm. And I would feel like I'd puff my chest out and be like, don't you know who I am? Like, I'm the man of my house. Like, I'm a pretty big deal at home. Mm-hmm. But of course they didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there something like I'm a single mom that I could do for my kids that they don't, not that you felt the pressure to like, have to, I don't know if you felt like you had to manage your mom's emotions or any of those things, like, is there anything that like any tips you could give me as I raise my kids as a single mom?
That's a great, well, my situation was specific and I don't know exactly yours. Like mine, I never met my dad and then he passed away before I could ever meet him. So he wasn't in my life at all. Mm. So my mom being this like fabulous tigress playing both parts, you know, mother and father, to her credit, she knew that she could only do so much. So like at 8 years old, she got me a big brother from the Big Brother Foundation, this guy, Dan, who would take me out every other weekend on Sunday. We go, I mean, there's not a thing in New York that's kid friendly that we didn't do, from Yankee games to bowling to, you know, video games, everything. And we have a very rare relationship because 28 years later, we're so incredibly close. He was the best man at my wedding. And so I think to my mom's credit, she knew that single moms can be like superheroes and yet their powers can only go so far. And she filled in the gaps where she knew she couldn't. And that was my big brother. That was my shrink at 15 that I still go and see. Tom, shout out. We're on a first name basis. It's been a while. And you know, I think that, so yeah, I think it's knowing where you can only do so much and helping to fill in the gaps in that way.
I love that. Where do you think you lost yourself along the way with, you know, obviously you've been very successful in your acting career and, you know, you've had a lot of accomplishments, but where do you feel like, was there a moment or do you remember like, where you started to kind of lose yourself and fall into the other patterns?
You know, I'm not sure, right? Because it's kind of like the duality of ego or the duality of that dark side that probably most of us have, right? Mm-hmm. It can be an asset for a really long time. Like my character defects, my defense mechanisms made me funny. It gave me sort of this, I don't know what you call it, but this sort of outgoing personality because I grew up really overweight, and I assumed that I walked into most situations at a disadvantage, that people made a snap judgment about you when they saw you were overweight. And I never wanted, I always say I never wanted to be, you know, special. I just wanted to be the same. And so developing this ability to be funny and to sort of control the energy of a room, that was born out of just wanting to be on the same playing field as everyone else. Of course, over time, once I got in shape and I sort of shed that image, a lot of that was so deeply embedded in me that it went from an asset to a defect, right? It started to haunt me. It started to make me thoroughly uncomfortable. And when I found like drugs and alcohol, I was like, oh, this is so more efficacious than food and with so many less calories. And so I kind of went on that vision quest for 4 years. So yeah, it took me a while, but you know, at 21, I got sober and I've sort of been in a bit of a growth mindset ever since.
How old are you now, Josh?
35.
35. You look young.
Thanks.
Yeah. Take that. Receive
it. I'm considering
it.
Botox.
Yes. Yep. Do that.
Yes.
Always. The answer always, is always Botox. Always.
You look great, though. I don't think you really need it.
Everybody needs it. Preventative. Okay. Go, Josh.
Preventative.
I got some of these. I got a little bit of the crow's things. So
I like the crow's feet, though. Yet.
No, you look great, but I'm just always like Botox, pro Botox.
Do it. But yeah. My fear,
you see
is
how like, angry I am? You can't, Josh. It saves my marriage. Go get the Botox.
You guys, the three of you look incredible. There's not a wrinkle in that room. Let's be honest.
There's a lot of syringes Botox behind them.
But is there ever, do you ever like have a, like I'm afraid of a snafu, right? Like that I get it. And then like, I've got to go get on set and I go to emote and they're like, how come your left eye's not moving?
So so what I do is like, so I like just finished a movie. So I made sure I didn't do Botox before, like,
3 months?
Like 3 months before I was like, all right, no, not getting it. But now I've like, I'm starting to see my wrinkles again. So I'm like, it's time, but I'm also not working anything. So,
a snafu did happen to me though. Remember my eyebrow?
That was,
and one was here and one was, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they can fix it.
You just look enlightened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, we're actually concerned. No, you are fine. You're not getting like,
how did we get off on this?
You know, my buddy Joe from my podcast, my co-host on my podcast, Male Models, he got a Groupon Botox for his armpits.
Yeah, because it helps you not sweat, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I should probably do that. Catherine, do you agree?
But Groupon. Maybe.
He was like, this was so janky. I was like, well, where'd they do it? He's like, he had me meet him at some like random WeWork in a strip mall. And he showed up with like a briefcase full of syringes. I was like,
no way.
Well, this is what, look, Groupon is great for a gym membership.
A pizza.
You know, a free app.
Right.
Not,
not syringes. Josh, yes. We need to talk to that guy.
Oh man.
I know, Joe. Shout out Joe. That's why he's good at podcasting. He's got good stories.
Yeah. Like in a lot of lifetime issues, perhaps on the horizon. It's fine.
So Josh, how long have you been married now?
It'll be 5 years, June 17th.
Oh, and then you've got one kid, right? Or
yeah, one kiddo, a little boy, Max.
Okay, how old is Max?
He's 3.
Oh, I have a 3-year-old.
I have a 3-year-old. We need a support group. How you doing over there?
I love it. It's so funny because today he had a total meltdown before school, and it was sort of rare for him, but it's fascinating watching these kids. And I try to defer to my wife, who's got a very healthy sort of outlook on these things. And she's like, there's no puffing up on your kid. There's like, you're not going to be that dad who's raising his voice and whatnot, because you get what you give, right? And he's going to mirror you. And so when you see kids who like scream at their parents at dinner at, you know, your local Cheesecake Factory, it's probably because the parents are screaming at them in private.
And they probably used a Groupon while they were there. Let's be honest.
I have not seen a Groupon for a Cheesecake Factory.
I'm just kidding.
I would be all over.
I really think that's true, though, what you're saying. Like, it is about how you pour into them and what you get back. Like, emotionally intelligent humans come from emotionally intelligent humans. I don't know anybody that's become emotionally intelligent out of fear, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it puts you at a disadvantage. It puts you in a state where you're not able to really listen and hear. And he's such, you know, he's such a good boy, but you know, mornings like this, you just kind of go, there's nothing wrong with him. This isn't poor me. It's par for the course. Like, it's a part of it.
Yeah. I feel like Jace's, like, three-nager is a real thing. I went through it with Jolie. Yeah. You know, everyone said they're terrible. Like, twos were amazing. Threes is like, because it's just the fits that they throw. But then their rebound is so cute. You know, like, once it gets there. But I feel like Jace is slowly, as he's nearing four each month, he gets a little less.
Yeah.
I always said four was like literally like a light switch. Like, it was like three. And then all of a sudden, each time each kid turned four, it was like, oh my gosh, like smooth sailing now. Every time.
Yeah. You have a few kids older than four?
I have three kids, 13, 10, and 6.
No way. You look awesome.
Thanks.
Botox.
Well, I've only got Botox like three times. I'm just saying.
Just kidding. Catherine actually is beautiful.
She started young.
I did.
Yes. Okay. So do you want more kids?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I definitely want one more. And then I always joke, like, if I'm going to have three or four, I'm going to need a sitcom in LA where I'm getting paid. and also just so I could be home. You know what I mean? Like, cause it's, I don't know how it is for you guys, but it, you know, you quickly sort of, when you have kids, I guess it depends on who you are, where I've had a few moments where I'm like, did I pick the wrong profession? Cause like, I can't, I hate being away.
We're in that season at our house right now. My husband travels a ton. He's in country music. And so he's just gone a lot, which is like the blessing, right? Cause you want to be busy. But then he's like, I miss everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so hard.
Like the first baseball game. And, you know, our son's name is Legend. And he just swam the other day for the first time by himself. And he was like, I wish I was there. And I'm like, yeah, it's hard.
It is. And also it's, you know, showing, like, whenever I go off and do a film, I'm like, oh, I have all this like guilt, right? It's like, I'm away from my kids. And yes, they come with me, but still like the time that I don't spend with them. And also it's showing them work and that, you know, we are, you know, obviously I'm providing and showing that you can kind of do it all. And, but it is hard for sure. And it is hard.
And.
It's hard to do. Like I grew up, we lived in 10 places before I was 13, you know, and switched schools and sort of bopped around from New York and Florida. And so now I'm giving my kid, as we all tend to do, like the antithesis of that. Like I'm like security, roots, home, you know, regimented. And but then, you know, I was working on the show for like 8 months in Vancouver. And granted, he was two, right? And we were locked up there and because it was COVID. And it was like the greatest adventure. And he talks about it now at 3.5. He's like, remember that trampoline park in Vancouver? Remember when we'd go to the beach? Like he thinks of it so fondly. Now, granted, he's in school now. It would probably be harder to disrupt that. But I have to remember, too, like, don't overdo it. Like, don't you don't have to go so in the opposite direction of the way you grew up because you turned out OK. Mm-hmm.
Did I, though? Did I, Josh? That's the question.
You did.
You did.
It's always we're works in progress for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a really good point, though. You and I struggle with that. I felt like at the beginning.
Which part?
The regimens. Oh, like, yeah. Jana and I bond over our love of control. And it's we're also growing out of it together. Control.
Yes.
I feel like we're doing a great job.
I feel like we're doing a great job, too.
I know you are.
Thank you.
Specifically me this morning, probably not thriving, but trying. But it is interesting because it's like you do thrive to give them everything you didn't have, which in my case was kind of a lot. I'll be honest, a pretty tumultuous upbringing, a lot of alcohol and drugs in the house. Just I had to be kind of older faster. So I wasn't like the man in my house, but I also wasn't. I was kind of like, can we get a man in this house? Because my dad's kind of like a monkey. I'm confused. So it's interesting because then I go to like, okay. Bath time, we're not really scheduled, but rituals matter to us. Like the calming down and the feeling safe and talking about our feelings. And my husband's like one of three boys. And if he's like, if I hear one more feeling, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
Like it's a lot.
It's a hard balance because what made you cool, what made all of us cool is our challenge, right? These trials, these things that we went through. And then if we sort of, safety wrap the world for our kids and or bubble wrap life, right? Then, you know, then it goes the opposite direction. And maybe they don't have some of that grit that was a byproduct of the challenge that we faced as kids.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana.
As a husband, is there something where you're like, I could do better at this? Is there an area, just like you, just one, maybe the biggest one, because you know,
it's gonna have to be a longer podcast. let me think of what my wife gets annoyed by. I think what a trend was, and I see that my mom does this, and I think I'm better at it. but I it took me, you know, we've only been together 10 years, so obviously I'm a quick learner. My wife would voice an issue, like something she was annoyed by, something she was upset that I did, and I'd go, yeah, well, look what I do for us. Like, it was always, I'd always make it about me. And it was like, yeah, I know you're upset, but also, like, look at all the plates I'm spinning, you know, like, look at all the things I'm doing for us. And it was like, idiot, just acknowledge how I'm feeling, you know, just allow me to have this moment and don't make it about you. And certainly don't compile a case of why I should be allowed this indiscretion because of how good I am to you. Because that can go in both directions. So that's, I think I've gotten better. You can ask her, but that took a while. And I see it with my mom. Shout out mom. But I'll tell her. I mean, throughout my whole life, because again, single mom, we moved to California when I was 14 to work as an actor. So anytime something would hurt me that she'd do, I'd bring it up. She'd be like, well, I gave up my life for you. So what are we talking or are we not?
Nope.
And
I think I need to talk to your mom. I think I might have something in common with your mom.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So then what's one thing that you do amazing?
Also need a longer podcast for that too, Josh.
Probably. I don't know. I'm really, you know what? I'm good. You know, I know my role in this world, right? Is that I feel very overpaid by, you know, my wife, my kid, my mom, like my nuclear family, my in-laws who are incredible. Like I have a lot of emotional support and I see my friends who have to deal with tough in-laws or just a tough partner and how that weighs on them and how it can infuse itself into all facets of their lives. And, you know, if things aren't good at home, it's really hard for things to be good outside of home. So I'm so overpaid in that way. And my job, as I figured in this scenario, is to help support it financially. Like, and I'm good at that. I'm good at like putting my head down and working. And if I can, you know, keep the lights on and make it so that nobody has to worry about like going, and my wife's able to sort of focus in on our kid, and he, as a byproduct, he's better for it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm glad that I can help support my mom and my family. And in return, I get so much support to do what I do.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
That's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. What do you do when you start to feel triggered and, you know, the addiction piece starts to, or does it come up, or, and what do you do to help like stay centered and focused and kind of go back to the, you know, where you're at today?
I mean, I'm in recovery. I've been in 12 steps since I was 21 and I go regularly, and I utilize it in every facet of who I am. Like, unfortunately, it's become a bit of a taboo word recently, but like throughout my life, I was always looking for a vaccine from life. You know, like I was always just looking to, you know, get a big enough part, make enough money, have enough women love me to where finally I'd feel like I was at the finish line and I'd be all better. And I realized like nothing good in life can be sustained without practice. Last night's meal won't keep you fed. And so for me, it's like keeping up with that spiritual practice. You know, what recovery is works for me is a 12-step thing. A lot of people find other ways to sort of aid in that. So yeah, I've got a pretty good practice. You know, I go to meetings every week and I talk to other sober guys and I try to meditate, but no one's really meditating, if we're being honest. So yeah, that helps to combat those feelings. I don't ever consider a drink. What I consider is like some bad behavior or like, you know, yelling at my, you know, like if I'm angry and I yell at my kid, or, you know, like, or just like some bad behavior that I'll be a witness to that will quickly make me uncomfortable. And if I get uncomfortable, then I start thinking like, well, what would calm me down? Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Right?
Yeah.
I'm just really having a reflection moment on bad behavior and what would calm me down.
Well, I mean, because I feel like we all have that ism in us, like what calms us down from the breakup or from a, you know, a divorce or from the bad day at work, or it's like, what is that thing? What's that ism that we go to versus what should be the thing we go to, you know, either talking to a friend, trying to meditate, or, you know, writing, or it's like choosing that over the thing that probably, or working out, then something that's not good for us. Like the bottles we had last night.
And
the
bottles.
And I love, you know, my wife has a margarita, you know, with friends. Like I love when people can drink successfully and don't become like, you know, especially with guys, like angry assholes. I've had buddies who've gotten like really angry and they're like, oh, I was drunk. I'm like, no, you're angry. I'm like, just you being drunk, let it come out in its full form. But, you know, it's fascinating when people drink when they're going through something, especially if they're feeling sad or going through a depressing moment, because you're treating depression with a depressant. And so it's not, you know, I think any wonder why you wake up the next morning and you feel even worse, because it's like, well, what little good feeling chemicals were left in your brain, you depleted with that. I mean, in my case, pina colada. I love a sugary drink.
I wouldn't have pegged you as a pina colada guy. Am I gonna lie?
I like them all. I mean, I haven't had a drink in 14 years, but if I did, I wonder. There are new drinks. Like, I remember when Heineken came out with a lime, and I was like, I wonder what that's like.
Yeah, that's not worth
it's
you breaking.
Don't even worry about it. Don't even.
No. I will agree, though, with what you're saying. So I hadn't really drank anything in months until last night, because I had gone through a lot of loss last year. I had 5 people pass away in my life, and one of them was my dad. So I... And also grew up watching him treat depression with depression. I never saw my dad sober, and I'm 40. So it was just like a lot. And I didn't make an official stance or a rule. I didn't want any attention drawn to it. I just felt really anxious when I would drink. So the next morning I would wake up and I would just feel really worse off. So for the last few months, honestly, almost the last year, I can count on a hand how many drinks I've really had, because I just... needed to keep myself as healthy and even as I could to deal with what was really in front of me. But last night was so fun for me, because it was like my safe people. Like, I knew it was going to, they're just my, it was great to have a glass of wine. And I was like, okay, this is good. Like, I woke up this morning and was just like, I had the time of my life with those girls last night. We would have had a time of our life sober anyways, like we're doing with you. Yeah. But, you know, it was just fun. And it just took a deep breath. But I really relate to you saying treating depression with depression, because it's in my family a lot, and it's really sad, and you can waste a lot of your life. My dad was 69 and I never really saw him ever joyful.
Well, I think there's a lot of ways to do that too, not just with alcohol.
Yeah.
Like for me, it's not necessarily alcohol, but I will just kind of hole up on my own in my room. But that's also depressing, not getting out of the house, not getting out of the room, and food. I mean, I think food can be a big part of it for me too. But I think there's a lot of different things that can do that same thing for sure.
Yeah.
You know, when I got sober, I remember I would go to these meetings, all men meetings, and they would say things like, if you want self-esteem, do esteemable acts. And I remember thinking, like, for my whole life, I'd hear these platitudes, these great bumper stickers, like, seek your joy, and, there was just all these, like, they seem like destinations, right? Like, sure, it sounds great, but I have no idea how to get there. And then, like, I literally had guys who said to me, like, no, do something good for someone and don't get caught. That's how you feel good. And I was like, but I don't know where to, like, make things your problem. They're like, next time you're at the grocery store and you see 3 or 4 carts in the parking lot that aren't where they're supposed to be, return them, because it's not your job. Like, just try that. See how you do. Clean the coffee pot. Stack some chairs. Like, I'm the kind of idiot that really needs some very rudimentary things. And then it was crazy the moment that I did it, how I felt a shift. And so I can't think my way into right acting. Like, I need to disrupt whatever negative, you know, thought patterns going on with, what does my wife need? What does my kid need? And if I'm really on some spiritual Jedi shit, it's like, what does a stranger need? Because then I'm really, you know, setting myself up to probably feel good after.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go do that. The carts. I love that idea.
So I'm the person that leaves the cart. Yeah. In,
I'm going to go clean
I want to say I'm not surprised by that.
Oh, God.
There's two types of people in the world.
I could never do that.
Haven't you seen this? Doesn't this floats around all the time on the internet?
Time out. Can I just have a... So I, when I'm by myself... let's be honest here. Grammar. When I'm by... Cool.
Okay.
I'm about like 50%. I'll put it back. When I'm with the kids, I can't... They're already in the car.
Oh, no. Not with the kids.
I can't push the...
Do you put it in the corral?
Well, how can I?
Well, you get them in the car safely. You put them in the car safely, but then you keep your eye on the car.
Well, that's, no, that all the way back. Me.
Put it in the corral where you can still see the car.
Like, what's a corral?
Because I'm thinking like in the parking lot. So I just picked the closest one where I can still. Mine are older now, but where I can keep my eye on the car, and then I put it in that.
See, that scares me to turn my back on the car because
don't
like,
turn your back. That's what I'm saying.
So how am I gonna like go?
You literally can watch the car and put it in the
corral.
Yeah. The Golden Corral. That's what I'm thinking.
Josh
I'm
like, is already at the corral. Josh is like, I'm here at the
corral.
Don't
worry. Josh is fixing it all for you. It's fine.
Don't worry. If you don't, I'll do it for you.
Thanks, Josh. Cool.
Good to know that now, though. Every time I go to the grocery store now, I'm going to be like, this is probably Janice.
Hi. Hey, Dr. Phil said something like that one time. I used to love Dr. Phil. I felt like he was like the Southern dad I always wanted or something. But he said, if you wake up in the morning, this applied to spouses at the time, but I kind of think of it like worldwide. When I'm on my Jedi, Josh, I like to think of it like at a higher level. But he said, if you wake up in the morning, you think, how can I make my spouse's day better? And they wake up in the morning and they say, how can I make my spouse's day better? Like, eventually you'll meet in the middle. Mm-hmm. And like, if everybody in the world woke up and was like, hey, how could I like, you know, like I stopped buying Starbucks for the people behind me and I started tipping the baristas because I feel like those are the people that probably really need it. Not the person that can afford the $10 coffee. It's the person that's, you know, working in the apron.
The person behind me, though.
I do, too, but it's easy.
But that's
because zap the app. Oh, yeah. The cash carrying is intentional.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I'm with you.
Good point.
Yeah, it's a tough balance. But I know it's funny you say Dr. Phil, because I was working on this TV show at Paramount Studios and there's this sick Bentley parked in front of a big stage. I'm talking like sick to me, like totally like blacked out, like looks like Jack Harlow should be driving this. Okay. Like just blacked out, perfect, like dope on some hip hop shit. And I was like, whose car is this? And they go, it's Dr. Phil's.
No. Dr. Phil's. Yes. No way.
That's amazing.
That's not what I guessed him to drive. I thought like a big pickup or something.
Dr. Phil, yeah. I would see him in like a Mercedes, maybe.
Yeah, definitely a Mercedes.
Like, oh, okay.
You thought he was
a badass Bentley, like a Batmobile, like just hot. Was it hot?
Yeah, just like looked like it came from like Platinum Imports. Like,
yeah.
Like if he was going to spend dumb money, I would think he'd have like an old man Rolls Royce or something. But like this was cool.
Wow.
Man.
Dr. Phil.
We just.
Takes off that tie and he's a whole new human. When he's just Phil, he rolls in a Bentley.
Okay, so back to people being annoying happy. What are the things that you want people to get out of from reading your book?
Oh man, I thought it would be a ridiculous thing to write a memoir at 35. So I was like, and also the thing about memoirs is they're usually written by people at the finish line, and thus I feel like they can be a little bit hard to identify with because they're so impressive. So I was like, well, I'm not that, but what I can do is write about views from the halfway point and like tell other people who are 35 and younger, even though I think you can enjoy it if you're older, like, hey, I just walked through it. Like I just had an inflection point. I just grew up over the last few years and got married and had a kid. Here's some perspective. Here's some things that helped me throughout a tumultuous teen or 20s or early 30s time. Maybe that can help you. You know, I love when people who are on the same sort of path as me, but just a few steps ahead, give me good recon, like good feedback. Like, hey, there's a pothole here and there's a speed bump here. And if you keep your eye out, you can probably avoid them. So that's what the book was. It was to help similar people like me on the same path.
I love that. That's kind of this couch for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, Kramer, there's a big pothole coming. Some of us choose to hit the pothole anyways, Josh, but
we're trying to go around it, but you can learn a lot in the pothole.
Oh, I potholed hard for 9 years, actually, but it's fine. Cool.
Yeah. Okay, Josh, by the way, time out. John Stamos, is he just like the coolest dude ever?
Yeah, he's so handsome. He smells like the inside of a drawer, you know, like really like man, like wood. He smells like cedar and like tobacco, but he doesn't smoke. It's just like, he's the best. He's very Greek. He's very handsome and he's good people. And I can't believe that we're actual real friends. Cause as you guys know, you never make friends in showbiz, like real friends. Mm-hmm. And especially if they're John Stamos, but somehow we have a really nice relationship.
Mm. John is a good friend when he chooses to be a friend. Like, I've heard that.
Yeah, he's the best. He really, and he loves to be the guy. He loves to be needed.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's a Leo, so that matters.
Love Leos. Mm-hmm.
Are you guys Leos?
No, but my soulmate is a Leo, apparently. Sagittarius is in Leos, which is why I'm naming my dog Leo. So, because I, you know, single as ever. So I'm like, I'm just going to get a dog to fill my man soulmate
needs. I'm here for it.
Are you not?
I married a Sag.
Did you? See?
Yeah.
I told. What are you?
What are you?
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, he's a Leo.
Oh, okay. I married a Leo. I married a John Stamos. Hey, ironically, my husband just played with John Stamos at the Ryman.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because John goes out with the Beach Boys.
Oh.
He's a drummer.
I know.
He knows this.
Does it? Is it crazy to you though? Like, I grew up with Uncle Jesse.
I didn't know he was
right.
So it's like, I mean, not grew up with him, but watching. I mean, it mattered. He mattered to me, and now he's like, he's a drummer, and he plays like he's good at all the things. I don't know why. Yeah, I feel like John is like a national treasure.
It was like our Bob.
Bob.
He's a total national treasure. And yet, like, the moment you hung out with him, and like, I remember within a few weeks, I saw him looking at his phone and his text on the phone was really big.
That's finally, amazing.
Like, we found a crack in the armor.
Yeah. Like, his eyesight's going bad.
His eyesight's
going. Read this line for me and cover your left eye, John. I like it.
Or he'll like text me and be like, what do you think of this Instagram caption? And I'll be like, you're 55. He'll be like, that's not nice. I'll be like, you're right, John. That isn't nice.
Is he really 55? Why does he look like he's preserved? Botox?
He's perfect.
For sure. Come on.
I don't know. I mean,
he's great really though. There you go.
I mean, I don't know. He probably does like expensive facials and whatnot, but at the end of the day, It's crazy.
Hey, he's friends with him, so find out for us because we all want to know.
Yeah, he's 58. That's crazy.
58.
Wow, 58.
He looks great.
I'm gonna start telling people I'm 58, and they're gonna start thinking that I look really good for my age.
Really smart.
I know. I'm going 45.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look great. Right? You look great for 35, though. Honestly, you don't look 35
for sure.
And thank you.
So okay, so your book. I'm like, let's reel it back.
I know, back. I love him, but I feel like Josh is like hanging out with, I forget we're like on a podcast because he's a homie.
He's a dude. He's a homie. I love it. Well, everyone go get his book, Happy People Are Annoying. And then where can our listeners, obviously they all know you, but for those that, you know, are under a rock, where can they find you?
You can find my podcast, the Male Models podcast, wherever podcasts are available. And I guess Instagram at @ShuaPeck.
I love it. Okay, great. Well, thank you for just being authentic and vulnerable and sharing your struggles. I know a lot of people can relate to it. And so I love the fact that you're in the spotlight and you're willing to be open and raw and share your experiences because you're helping a lot of people. So thank you for doing that. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. I love chatting with you.
Thanks, Josh.
Bye, Josh.
Bye, bye, Josh.
Bye-bye.
We're like Josh's angels.
Good morning, Josh Peck.
Oh, he's so sweet.
He's so sweet.
Love got good him. Energy.
He does. Good energy. I love the quote he said, last night's meal won't keep you fed.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. I know. I was like, I need a minute. I'm going to re-listen to this like a couple times.
Yeah, and write a few things down.
Get the book.
He's so sweet. And like, and yeah, wise. I just love that people share, that he's sharing. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm. Is there a book called Thanks for Sharing? Probably.
Yeah,
probably. I think it's a 12-step.
Isn't there a show too?
Know. I'm saying things, but I don't know. I don't know. Oh, I think it is a show. Oh, yeah. No, it was a movie about addiction, I think. I don't know.
I have I no remember. Clue what
I think
about.
I watched it, but that's how much I can remember anything.
I remember nothing.
Catherine, yes, Rumi.
Ma'am. Yeah.
Let's do a little check in with you. How's the heart?
The heart's good.
Yeah.
Heart's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, all in all, doing well. Had moments, you know, moments with the kids and, you know, our new normal, but all in all, I think we're all doing well.
Is there something that you've seen a little bit of a, like, oh, like this is not like great, but like this is, I'm going to enjoy this piece.
Yeah, for surprising. Sure. Great, yeah. Right. I mean, yeah. I think that there's definitely a sense of relief and that I made the right decision and that mm-hmm. we're doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that steps of it are hard and pieces sure. are hard. But again, we're getting along really, really well. And I'm so thankful for that because mm-hmm. I can't imagine, you know, going through it fighting. And especially, I mean, the kids are so busy. So it's like we sat next to each other at the basketball game and like we talk. And, you know, I think that in the end, that's going to be really healthy for the kids. So I've, you know, I think relief is kind of a word that I keep really, you know, I keep using. I just think that there's, you know, definitely some relief. And I think that it's all going to be for the best for sure.
And that you feel that in your soul, which is like yes. knowing that you made the right decision for yeah. you and for, you know, for y'all, it's like, that's got to feel really, really good.
Yeah, it does. It does. And, you know, I'm sure along the way there's going to be hiccups and sure. things are going to be hard, but all in all, yeah, I think that it's going to be
I think
good.
When things are too easy, it's because there wasn't love there.
Sure.
So I think that any rocky road is because there was some sort of love there
sure.
or is still some
sure.
love there.
Well, and then there's a lot of respect.
So much.
There's
you guys
a
both,
lot of respect.
Like we texted both of you separately. Well, I texted you, but Preston and I texted him separately. And I just was very like, I just felt like I was like, holy, this is like a really mature mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah.
Like you both are just stand up good people.
Yeah.
The way you responded about it and about each other is just really amazing.
Yeah, I'm really, really thankful for that. That was probably my biggest prayer going into it. Like I knew at the end of the day we would do everything that was right for the kids, that mm-hmm. the kids will be okay, he'll be okay, I'll be okay. But my biggest prayer is that we could just get along.
Well, to do that much life together and still have so mm-hmm. much respect for each other yeah. is huge.
For sure.
That's huge.
Yeah. So... And the outpouring that I got from people, and I know we talked about that, has just been amazing. I don't feel so alone anymore about being the guy in the relationship. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that's like, I feel like I'm the dude. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm the only one, you know? And so
I was
been
the
great.
Dude. In the last marriage, I was the dude.
Yeah. That kind of surprises me.
Really?
Well, you just love talking about feelings and stuff. And that's like,
I talked about feelings, but I also was like,
yeah, I think there's different
doing
ways
all
to be.
Of it. Yeah,
well, sure. I think there's yeah. different ways to be kind of the.
I was like, I'm talking about my feelings. I'm getting really irritated with you. So can you do the dishes while I go to work? Because I'm
sure.
exhausted.
Yeah,
yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah,
yeah.
So
how many years out are you from that divorce?
8
years.
Yeah.
I always forget you've been divorced.
Yeah, me too. But I pick my battles, I think, differently in the second. Marriage.
Mm-hmm. Sure. It's good to know.
Yeah. Oh, I like so much doesn't. You're like, yeah. okay, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But I also just have, like, I married someone completely opposite. So, like, a real provider, someone who's, like, dedicated. It was a really cool take to listen to how Josh talked about, like, how he's well paid at mm-hmm. home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool.
I'm about to snippet that and send it on over in a text. Mm-hmm. Because Preston provides for us like financially all the time, you know, and I just have not been used to that. So that's my own adjustment.
Sure.
I was the breadwinner in my marriage before.
Yeah. That's going to be really hard for me.
It's hard
in the next relationship because I love supporting other people and I don't want to support any because everybody I've dated has had a job or hardly had a job and took everything. Like I paid for everything. You know, especially my, like I paid for everything. And so it's
you
just
want somebody to support you.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't, it'd be nice. Like I still will probably not accept it well because it's so foreign.
It's hard for you.
It is hard.
Yeah. Like I don't, that'll be very difficult. And I'll never want, like, I don't want it. I just, it would be nice to go, oh, I can like breathe a little bit.
So I'm trying to step up a little there for us. Mm-hmm. Like I'm a stay-at-home mom, but I'm trying to have enough side hustle that I feel like I'm contributing something.
Mm-hmm. I think that just takes a lot of pressure off of the other.
I do too.
I think it's hard for men and it's hard for women.
And we don't
no matter what side.
Need it.
Right.
But I need it.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Like I want to go like here.
That was always why I worked. I mean, I didn't work for 1 year, but I just, and not that he ever put that on me, but it's like, I want to feel like I,
yeah, like a teammate. Provide.
Let's
yeah.
talk about that 1 year and when that happened, because that was when, that was right before I got married. And Catherine was my matron of honor. Maid of honor, matron of honor?
Matron.
Matron,
yeah.
And she calls me, and this is when, I think Love was just, it was right before we released, I Got the Boy. Mm-hmm. Love had just like fallen off. Like literally that week, Love was the song Love. It was, yeah, girl, it was really close. Cause I was like, my whole entire life, everyone's leaving, my band's leaving me. She calls me and she goes, so I'm going to leave the position. Cause she was my day-to-day manager. And she's like, so if you don't want me to be in your wedding anymore, I understand. And I was like, what? I was so hurt. I started crying. And I understand.
Catherine was just really talking, and I will give my side. Keep going.
And I just remember being like, in my mind, I was like, is that so? We were just friends through work? Like,
yeah, that's
to me,
what
you were my
best.
Like, that's like, why would you even say that to me? Like, that was so hurt. I was so upset.
Well, fair. I totally understand that now. What you have to understand about that position
and
me
yes.
is that's a defense mechanism for me because one of my biggest fears was getting close to someone I worked with and then never seeing them again because mm-hmm. I saw it happen too many times.
Also so rejecting yourself before you can be rejected.
Yeah. Oh, it was totally a defense mechanism because mm-hmm. all I thought about it was like, oh my God, I'm going to quit. And then she's not going to want me to be at the wedding and I'm going to be so upset and da da da. So it was just like this immediate like protect yourself, right. you know? So then I didn't even, you know that you were upset about it. And then I found out. And then we were like, oh, okay, we still love each other. It's all
Were you
good.
In the wedding?
Yeah, I was still the matron of honor.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
God, I got scared. And then I feel like I missed the season finale.
No, we worked through it and we realized that we were both just like upset or whatever.
And then she came back to work.
You know what's interesting though? I think looking back, I knew it was before I got pregnant with Ramsey. Mm-hmm. It was that I knew that I wanted another child, but we were also having issues then mm-hmm. in our marriage. Mm-hmm. And so I think part of it was like, maybe if I come home and I focus more and da 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 da, you know, so it was all just trying to figure things out. And it didn't last very long. It was a year.
Yeah, you were gone a year. Because
I came back right, like, I mean, I decided to come back before I had Ramsey.
Yeah.
So then I took maternity leave and came back 3 months after.
Yeah. And now
I'm sorry.
Here we are. No, God, please, girl. That's water under the bridge. It was just funny, like that story. That yeah. I'm like, literally. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Let's talk about the year you took off.
Skirt. Skirty skirt. Well, this is fun. Don't forget, you guys can see us on tour.
Why am I so pumped about
it's
gonna
be so fun?
It's gonna be fun.
So, go to JanaCramer.com/tour to get your tickets. We're coming to Atlanta. Chicago, Nashville. It's going to be a really good time. So.
Guaranteed one of us will hug you.
Going to tell you which one it's not going to be.
Hey, I'm working on it. It might be.
Signing off. Cool.
All right. Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because It's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union, a savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.